Hey everybody, welcome to my podcast show called Health Beat. My name is Brian Hazelgren, and this show is all about topics related to health and wellness and developing a positive lifestyle. We discuss topics about healthy living, and the show is full of ideas, innovations, science, and discussions with experts for the very best possible solutions to take care of your body and mind. It's time for you to feel better and look better and learn more about what's out there to help you achieve better health and wellness. I'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to Health Beat. Let's get started. Well, welcome to another session of Health Beat, another episode. We're ready to rock and roll. We're coming on video this time, not just on audio. So we're starting a new trend here, so we can post this on our YouTube channel. Again, I'm Brian Hazelgren. Great to be with you. And we're looking at the March of 2022. And I've been asked to speak at a couple of conferences coming up here pretty soon. And the topic is about positivity and how a positive attitude can actually positively affect your health. And I started doing some more research on this crisis that we're facing in America, really throughout the world, the crisis being something bigger than we probably want to admit to, and it's a crisis of mental health issues. You know, because of all the issues surrounding the pandemic, the different mandates that have been imposed for a couple of years now, we're 2 years into this craziness, the lockdowns that we've constantly seen, the inflation that is now rocking our world here in America, throughout the world, higher prices on everything. We find ourselves watching things unfold in Europe with wars and even rumors of wars. We're severely divided in our country. We have we know that there's been a massive increase in opioid addictions, and there's been a huge increase in suicides, depression, and anxiety. So studies from all over the world that I've been reading are basically proving that positive emotions can help you make your life better, healthier. You can live longer. You can even recover from traumatic physical illnesses. And I saw an article from last year, from 2021, called Understanding the Connection Between Positivity and Physical Health. So here's the article right here. And I wanted to take a step back and ask the question, well, actually, is there a connection between positivity and physical health? And the answer is yes. So like I said, studies from all over the world are proving that positive emotions can help you live longer and be healthier. But let me read a couple of things out of this article and let's have a discussion about that. The article starts off by healthy and happy, happy and healthy. Does one element of personal well-being come before the other? Does being happy have an impact on being healthy and vice versa? Well, let's dive into that. You know, positive emotions are a factor in our overall wellness and well-being, and they literally can improve our physical health. So when I started doing the research and reading this article, and one study that came about from Harvard University that I thought was interesting, that was also part of this article, that where they've basically proven, now this is one article of thousands, but they've basically proven that positive emotions can help make life longer and healthier, and shows that people with a more positive outlook were quicker to recover from traumatic physical illness. In my line of work, where we deal with a lot of doctors and corporate executives, doctors working with their patients, corporate executives dealing with their employees, folks, we have a massive problem on our hands. it's a crisis that we've got to face, and we're going to have to face it head on, because there's a way that we can, you know, stay stuck in the rut if we want to, or we can actually start dealing with it. And that's why I was so passionate about writing the book, 8 Lifestyles of Positive People. And that was a continuation of the book, Positive People Make Things Happen. Because I buy into what this article is saying. Several articles that are part of the one article, they've kind of taken extrapolated bits and pieces of other articles. They also noted in this particular area that when we read through these things and we implement the ideas that are posed in here, we literally can live longer. We can affect our immune health system. We can function better. We can think clearer. We can have better heart health if we focus on training our minds to look to the positive. Usually as human beings, we're sometimes fixated on always looking at the negative first. I mean, just take a surfing trip around your TV one day and listen to the news, because they don't talk about positive things. If there's 20 articles or stories that they talk about during their show, there may be one of those that's positive. You know, think about in this article, it also points out physical exercise, that endorphins are released through physical exercise. That too can make you feel happy alone. And if you're feeling happy, it can help make it easier for you to be positive about the future, or optimistic about the future. So if you're looking for a healthier lifestyle, then positive thinking might be a good place to start. Put that at the top of your list. Okay, let's talk a little bit about, for a moment, I don't really want to talk about the negative, but I think we need to point some things out here. You may find yourself, it says in this article, you may find yourself thinking nothing matters. I might as well skip a workout, or I know it's nice outside and a good walk would be good, but I can't be bothered right now. I'm too busy. It goes on to say in the article, the negative impact or the worry can also have an impact on the body, like muscle tension and muscle pain, headaches, digestive problems, chest pain, reduced libido or sex drive, sleeping problems, fatigue. Physical changes can also help you recognize that your mental health might be at risk. If you've been experiencing any of the above symptoms, it might be worthwhile to consider what you've been spending your time thinking about and ask yourself if there's a better way that could be incorporated into your life where you can have more positive thoughts. Okay, so, you know, this is probably the type of topic that we're going to do another show on, because I need someone else to weigh in on this. I want someone else to talk about this. That's all they do is, maybe not all they do, but they're medically trained in medicine and science to pick up on some of these areas and talk from a level of medicine and science that they're applying the medicine and science to help people get better, feel better, look better. And I believe that as we start to unpack this a little bit more, we literally have to talk through the challenges that we're seeing, pardon me, and start to manage our own mood and start to take practical steps every day so that we can have a healthy attitude and keep that healthy attitude going through the workday. One of the areas in my book, 8 Lifestyles of Positive People, talk about having a wake-up strategy. And that wake-up strategy doesn't just apply once or a couple of times in your life. You literally may have to do that every day, several times every day. Have some type of a strategy where you can wake yourself up and say, look, I don't want to fixate on the negative. I don't want to fixate on things that are going wrong. Let's let me help me, my own brain, help me fixate on what's positive and have some more optimism in my life. There was a book that was written by Martin Seligman, and it was called Learned Optimism. He pointed something out, and it's also in this article, and I would like to share that with you. And in Mr. Seligman said here, anytime you find yourself down or anxious or angry. Okay, so if you felt down, anxious or angry, so that would apply to all of us. Ask what you are saying to yourself. Sometimes the beliefs will turn out to be accurate. When this is so, concentrate on ways that you can alter the situation and prevent adversity from becoming a disaster. Okay, I like that. He goes on to say, but usually your negative beliefs are distortions. So challenge them. And don't let those negative vibes or negative beliefs run your emotional life. In short, be an optimist and perceive a bad situation as a challenge and try harder to solve the problem. So there's also, again, a little selfless plug here, but in the book, Eight Lifestyles of Positive People, there's a section in there where I talk about turning obstacles into opportunities. We are all going to be faced with obstacles throughout our lives, sometimes daily, weekly, monthly, annually. In the past 2 years, many of us, millions, and if you go across the world, billions of us have faced the wrath of a pandemic and all of those things that got shut down or taken away from us have become a problem that we now have to deal with. Well, where's the opportunity? Many people during the pandemic found an opportunity because of the obstacle that was placed before them. They retooled their business. They came up with new services and products. New products and services were born during the pandemic. There were new industries that were created. So the point is, I agree with Martin Seligman when he wrote his book, Learned Optimism. Let's find those bad situations that we find ourselves in. Let's take those and try harder to solve the problem and come up with a different solution. So I like the idea of when you find an obstacle, let's figure out a way to turn it into an opportunity. Okay, it goes on in the article to talk about keeping a list of helpful thoughts and messages. That's a big issue with me as well. None of us, well, I shouldn't say none of us. There could be some people on this planet who are constantly positive no matter what. However, for those of us that are getting trampled under for one reason or another, and we've got to look to the positive, we've got to start training our minds, folks, to keep a list of good thoughts and messages in our own brain. And if you don't have it in your brain, then write it down. So whenever you come across a helpful or a positive idea or a quote that somehow makes sense to you, write it down. If it's a positive thought, if it's a positive meme that you may see on the internet, on social media, or if it's a calming thought or some type of humor, anything that you notice that helps you get to a better mood, write it down. Take note of it. I do that on my phone. I take my smartphone and I go to the notes section and I type stuff down constantly. Just talk into the phone, whether I type it or talk. There's so many things to focus on there. And, you know, start looking at these thoughts that you're creating and writing them down and helping get yourself into a better mood. You're basically creating your own library or your own journal of messages that you can use every morning. And you can start your day that way. Or you can also just get a copy of my book, Eight Lifestyles of Positive People. You see it right there on the screen. You can get it on Amazon. You can also order it directly from us. Learn what those eight lifestyles are. Start figuring out what'll help you to start blocking those negative influencers in your life. I'm going to actually read in here the highlight of blocking negative influencers. That's actually lifestyle number 5. Block negative influencers and clarify negative influencers to see a clear path of how to take action and focus on positive options. Learn how to stop fixating on negative things and form habits that will dramatically benefit you personally. Okay, so throughout the this podcast, we'll keep referencing the work that we're undertaking here and trying to help people find a better lifestyle, create a better mood for themselves, kick the negative thoughts to the curb, stop fixating on the negative, and start focusing on the positive. And I think another thing we probably should point out is that we are going to find negative people in our lives. We're going to find complainers, people that complain about everything and constantly try to shift the blame from themselves or from to other people. If you find yourself constantly dealing with negative people, try to spend less time with them. Try to spend less time interacting with them, whether physical interaction, whether you're talking to them on social media, especially on social media. I've seen so many kids get decimated because of what they read about what their friends are saying or posting on social media about them. So if a person's complaining, just try to limit your time with them or get completely away from them if you possibly can. I do believe that chronic complainers get stuck in the mode of always feeling like the victim. Maybe it's just human nature. But then again, human nature doesn't come about from complaining all the time. Yes, I realize that people have gone through very difficult times. Yes, and I'm one of those. My life isn't perfect. I don't go around preaching to the world that my life is great and perfect. You know what? I actually wrote these books for me. I hope that you enjoy them, but it was therapy for me to get through my own challenges, my own problems that were created. But what I remember and what I realize is that people that are complaining all the time, I didn't want to be around them. I didn't want to constantly hear that they're a victim. It irritates me. It irritates other people. So in the book, I call them negative Nellies. And sometimes those negative Nellies can actually suck the lifestyle right out of you. Don't allow that to happen. Put up a wall of defense. Stop allowing yourself to spend time with people who complain all the time. And start reinforcing the fact that you're a strong person, that you have a positive outlook on life, and that you are out to change the world. Start doing that. So, and don't allow them to suck you down or pull you down into their level of victim mode, because that's not cool. It's not good to be there. And that's not the type of person that you are. If you're listening to this program, you want to find out ways to be more positive. You want to start making more positive choices. So I think that's an important element for you to realize and recognize that even from this simple article, again, the article is called, Is There a Connection Between Positivity? I'm sorry, Understanding the Connection Between Positivity and Physical Health. It was by LifeWorks put this out in 2021. We'll put a link to this article on the Positific website, as well as some of our other sites that are associated with us. We'll share some of these links and these articles with you. But realize very clearly, folks, that you have more control over your moods and your attitude than you think. So learn more about what you have. Learn more about what's available to you. And if you'd like to, I'd be happy to personally autograph any of the books, 8 Lifestyles of Positive People. That's this one, again, Oh, sorry. You can find that one on our website. You can also find it on Amazon.com. Sorry, there we go. Our positive people make things happen. A small book. This is a nice little book of positive affirmations. Let me just open up the page. Positive people make things happen because they've learned how to laugh at all of the naysayers. Positive people make things happen because they know there is opposition in all things. That's in order to appreciate the good things of life. There's about 110 positive affirmations in this little book, this little gem here. So get a copy of that as well. Help you get through your day. Once again, I'm Brian Hazelgren. I wanted to leave you with those thoughts today. Short, simple, straight to the point episode, because there definitely is a connection between positivity and your physical health. And I think we need to recognize that. And I believe we'll also continue on with this particular topic because we've got more things to talk about, what the power of positive thinking can do for you, how it can change your life. Great things that are happening. Check out our website again at positific.com. Also reach out to me if you'd like to directly, and you'll have all of our links there on the website that you can see what we're doing in the field of medical consulting with one of our other companies, and of course the training that we have available for you with the Positific program. So for now, I'm going to sign off. I hope you make it a great day, and I hope you take heart, take good close notes here to start challenging those negative thoughts that you may have and turn those into positive affirmations and positive thoughts and change your life. So I'll be signing off for now. Thanks again for tuning in to another episode. Hope you make it a great day and a great week.